Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time now for the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Yes, yes. Jackson, where in the hell is the YouTube chat on that monitor above your head and you're now dressed up like a cardinal? But people need to see this. YouTube, 101 ESPN. Yes! Droid FX is in there. Bourbon Snob. Austin Avery, Dan Jansen. They're all in there and they're talking it over, and I can read the chat right over Jackson, who looks like he dressed up as a cardinal for Halloween today. You got the hat and like the pitching coach jacket. Jackson's a little Dusty Blake today.
I really like this kind of shirt jacket.
And, yeah, I liked him.
And my hair was a mess this morning. And so I just picked the first hat I found. I was like, I'm wearing
it's
some
kind of
Navy.
An old school Navy cap, the one the Cardinals should wear on the road this weekend in Queens. But alas, they won't.
It's my favorite cap. So I just threw it on. And as I'm driving, I realized I was like, oh, man, I am full on Cardinal. And probably better to wear it after a 5-1 victory, your first series finale victory of the season, as opposed to after the 14-1 loss. That was still Steven Matz's best outing of the year.
That's correct.
So I feel like it was a better time to wear. So on the off day, getaway day, travel day, to Queens tomorrow.
Yeah, off to Queens. Go the Cardinals. Mets flying back from San Francisco. There's your travel update. It is Balloon Party. It is driven by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhart, Alton Toyota. My name is Timothy Michael McKernan, and that is Jackson Bennett Burkett, and we welcome you to participate. Jackson's the attendant to tell you to sit down because the old person behind you said so. That's from Smoke to Bear official account.
A lot there.
Anyone else think Tim is looking smoochy today? That's from Callus Coitus.
Say that one more time.
What happened? Did a Celtics Heat highlight just pop up?
Nah, sometimes I completely zone out. Like, totally for 5 seconds, I have no idea what was said.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Just completely lost. Yep.
So while that's going on, what were you doing? Because you were looking down.
Opening up my email.
Oh, okay, so you were doing something at least.
Well, yeah, yeah. It doesn't usually happen, me just staring off into space, but it can. It can.
I'm just going to let it breathe and see how awkward it is for you.
I'm chilling.
Because you're ready to go, boy, how about what the Oklahoma City Thunder are doing?
No, I'm not going to. I won't bore the people.
okay,
the people
have
spoken.
What about the Kings in Edmonton last night? What about what's going on with VGK in Dallas?
Yeah.
The Jimmy Montgomery survival tour. I mean, are you pulling for the Leafs so you get Jim Montgomery in St. Louis?
No, if these people don't want to, if they're going to be little cretins about the NBA, then they're not going to get me to talk about hockey.
The people are kind of waiting for your opinions.
I hope the Bruins lose so Jim Montgomery becomes the next head coach.
That's a take.
Lose.
Right there. That's a take. Yeah. Not bad.
Edmonton wins.
You're pulling for your oil. Sure. All right. 314-399-9646. That's how you can share your opinions on the program. What travel ball team does Jackson play for? That's from John Scores.
I stopped playing baseball in the sixth grade.
What was the problem? You didn't like the game? You were spending a lot of time playing basketball? What was going on?
Certainly a lot of the latter. I definitely wanted to play more basketball, especially in the summer. It's when you really get good. And I wasn't good at hitting. Decent fielder. Could field the ball well. Really bad hitter.
All right.
Really bad hitter. And I tried out my freshman year.
At Horton-Watkins?
At Horton-Watkins for the JV baseball team. It was raining that week, so the tryouts were inside. Got cut. But then because of the rain, golf tryouts got moved back a week. So I went out to golf tryouts next week, made the golf team. And
you were the A player for the varsity.
No. No, JV for sure, freshman year, but fell in love with the game, got the golf bug like crazy after that. So had it not rained, who knows where my life would have gone.
How about that? Because that love of golf led you to Florida Gulf Coast University.
Yeah, that week of rain was...
What was that called? Dunk City?
Dunk City, yeah. Yep. Andy Enfield now at SMU.
Left USC.
Yeah.
And then that led to Eric Musselman going to USC, which led to John Calipari going from Lexington to Fayetteville.
Mark Pope.
So if you don't get cut from the Ledoux baseball team, John Calipari is still in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah. The Woo Pig core should be bowing down.
Woo Pig Suey fans, this is your chance to text in. Lil B-hole has written, goofy shirt, Jackson. That's from
whatever.
Lil B-hole.
What do you mean, goofy shirt?
Jackson, look at you going rough on the listeners today with Cardinal gear. Are you feeling a little yachty? That's from Johnny Fitzgerald. Good Irish guy. Good friend of the family.
Am I feeling little yachty?
I just read what's in the teleprompter.
Shout out boat, but I'm not doing anything. I put on clothes. I don't know what you want from me. I wake up at the crack of dawn.
Eric Nickens says Jackson's been really sour the last few weeks. I don't notice that.
Sour?
You're a man in love.
I am.
I don't know if your stock's ever been higher.
It depends on like what outlet. Here. It's tough.
I mean,
to go
even
out.
If even if you're trading at 2 cents on the dollar, still higher than it's ever been.
Value.
Thank you.
Yeah, value play.
How about this? An actual compliment for you in the Air Comfort Service text inbox. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of the NBA. That being said, Jackson is the most underrated personality on this station. How about that, Jackson?
Thanks for texting in, Pop. Appreciate that.
You think that was Jeff Burkett?
No, not his number, but I appreciate
it.
It's nice. I appreciate you.
How about that? You'd fit right in on the Cardinals, Jackson. How about that? They're saying you're a big league ball player. That's from the 314.
I would, like, give me a bat and I give me 1,000 pitches. I don't think I make contact.
From a major league pitcher?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's probably damn near everybody.
I think some people could get a foul. Like, if you played baseball in high school, you'd probably foul tip a ball.
Boy, I don't know.
Like, because, like, Trevor Bauer does a lot of stuff on TikTok where he pitches against just, like, guys, and they have no shot against him. And these guys play, like, college baseball.
Is that right?
Yeah, they got nothing on him. He throws, like, 99. Like, what are you going to do?
With a little movement?
Yeah. Have you ever seen it? Like a two-seamer that cuts back in at 95 miles per hour? Not a chance in hell.
I struggled facing a 68-year-old chiropractor in fantasy camp 5 years ago.
Yeah, what was he throwing? What was he, gas?
Oh, yeah, it was upwards of 48 miles an hour.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I played softball like 6 months ago, and it was all the hits I got were like the ones where you really swing out of your shoes, but you catch it off the end of the bat, and it spins forward 8 feet, and then you got full sprint as the catcher rocks you from the plate.
I think I can recall I've known Andy Van Slyke for a while. And a guy I would play golf with in Jupiter was trying to get on the Corn Ferry Tour. Kid from London was going out with, and I don't know what the status of their relationship is, but with Tom Wallace's daughter, he of the famous bat flip in the 87 World Series. And so I played golf once or twice with Tom, and I knew Van Slyke for a while. And they were managing one of the opposing teams in that Cardinal fantasy camp, which the Cardinals were kind enough to let me participate in and post nonsense on social media. I mean, the team picture is me and Ozzie Smith holding hands. It's like one of those baseball team pictures, and you have to know to look for it. But for those who didn't look for it, they probably go, hold on a second. Is that pervert radio guy holding hands with the greatest shortstop of all time? And why is Ozzie doing that? Like, I get him doing it. So anyway, I'm up at bat one time against Van Slyke and Lawless's team. And I, for whatever reason, I don't know why, because all I wanted to do was get through the Cardinal fantasy camp without getting hurt, because I just wanted to play golf there for the next month. It's all I cared about. So my hustle level was on the Yadier Molina down to first base line on a ground ball.
Yeah, basically,
which
have your
did not
on
delight my manager, Alan Bennis, but was certainly noticeable considering I might have been the youngest person in the camp.
And for whatever reason, I kind of went into Sheffield mode.
with the bat moving
back and forth.
Yeah.
And I mean, that activated Van Slyke and Lawless as the managers of the opposing club. Like I had just decided to take my shirt off in the batter. Look at this guy. Who do you think you are? Everybody in the infield, back up. And then, of course, like it's a little like roll over now, you know, first base. Good thing you were powered up in the batter's box. And I'm like, why did I agree to do this?
Yeah.
Well, balls hazed off for 4 days while risking injury. Anyway, why are we talking about this? Because you decided to play dress up today?
I guess, yeah. I was never good at baseball. It was not my sport. I liked playing the infield. I like playing catch, but I cannot hit.
I could see you hitting.
Oh, no. No, bad mechanics.
You know what you are? You're the hitting kitten.
Bad mechanics. Inside pitch, I'm taking all day, couldn't turn on it. Outside pitch, I'm reaching for everything. I was never good. I tried pitching walk festival.
Couldn't find the zone.
Couldn't find it, and would get rattled on the plate. Blew a couple saves. It just wasn't good for the
confidence. Oh, no? You would come in with a lead?
Yeah, well, the leads are tough to come by, but it was just focus on basketball. You know what you're good at.
My favorite verbal punching bag is Jackson Bennett Burkett. That's from the 304. Look, today's a trip. We're having a tribute to the Plowboy on TMA. He's got one more show left. He's been on the show for a decade. His last show's tomorrow. And today, as far as I know, you're not going anywhere, but the listeners are paying tribute to you. This is wonderful. I get to host two different tributes in one day.
I don't know how to take being someone's favorite verbal punching bag. I guess it's better than being like the worst verbal punching bag, but...
How about this? This will resonate with you.
All right.
Jackson's NBA takes are half the reason I listen to the show, even if it's only short comments that he slides in. So this guy, it's a 314, appreciates.
Hey, God bless.
Your recognition of the association.
Yeah. I do it in the Sports Center update, and that's about the extent of which we talk about it.
How in the hell did this guy get on a sports talk show? And those people are still there, too, on the tribute day.
Your guess is as good as mine, brother.
I'm absolutely shocked that Mr. 135-yard 7-iron was not a good baseball hitter. That's from the 417. That's down Springfield way.
Hey, listen, all these people want to talk about distance. Let's talk about scores. That's what I care about.
That's right.
I care about numbers, not about distances.
You can go out there and score even if the club face is wide open. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Last time I checked, you don't win a golf tournament by hitting the longest 7-iron.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, what do you have today for our Thursday list of questions?
It's Thursday, so let's get Pinnacle by Oliver Newtbar John.
Very creative. Obviously, you ate some mushrooms. So this is a tribute to Olivia Newton-John and the 1981 Let's Get Physical music video. In which two gentlemen abscond to the sauna right at the end, which had to be eye-opening for many, especially at that time. And that is what we are doing on this program over the next 40 minutes or so.
That scene inspired me. I don't know about you
guys. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that's what we got for you. It's 10:15 in St. Louis. We'll have Let's Get Pinnacle coming up.
Let's Get Pinnacle.
By Oliver Newtbar.
John. I was going to go Oliver Newtbar John King.
Nice.
But it didn't flow as well.
Holy crap. 245 people are watching this thing.
Yeah. I believe the streaming on the app is currently down. So a lot of people are turning over to YouTube.
I was about to say, this segment sure isn't anything great. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the tribute to you, but I wouldn't like rush to the YouTube to
watch it. Well, the Bennett story.
It. Yeah. I guess now that you're right. Yeah. I mean, they were all over me.
And you played center?
Again, because I was the youngest guy. But what Alan Bennis, the manager, didn't know is I had zero interest in running hard because what if I hurt my hamstring for golf season? And I didn't know how that would play in the clubhouse.
Yeah, well, you do what you had to do.
Right.
You'd like it out sometimes, I'm sure.
All right. Jackson scores with the Babes. That's from John. Do you pronounce it Shansley?
Yeah.
Shansley.
Yeah.
Get that. All right. Well, come on in. Join in the fun and games. 255 friends have gathered to watch on YouTube. The YouTube chat active as the day is long. This is Balloon Party on 101 ESPN.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Welcome back.
This is Balloon Party. It's 101 ESPN. It's driven by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. Tim McKernan, Jackson Burkett with you on the program. Jackson, what is the title of today's series of questions again?
Let's Get Pivotal, and that's by Oliver Newtbar, John.
Sick. Was Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John, 81? I thought you knew that. Don't delay the Let's Get Pivotal. I'll just look it up on my own.
No, I got it right here. It is, I said I had it right here, but I don't.
This is the worst radio ever.
January of 1981.
There it is. January of 1981. Fun facts for no one to tell. All right, let's get political.
All right. We have certainly determined that Cardinal fans have a mixed bag on why their support slash engagement with the team has dropped, whether it be ranging from prices, crime downtown, team performance, and TV access. Now, outside of simply winning games, what is the quickest way for the Cardinals to turn around the approval rating? What are some short-term solutions and long-term ones as well?
I'm going to go outside the box on this because the answer really is winning.
Right.
And I don't know if there's anything else that they can really control outside of this, which... it would be completely off-brand, and I don't even know who would do it. I have no idea who in the organization would do it. I suppose I would say Bill DeWitt III. But kind of a state of the union, a fireside chat, if you will, in which I don't know how you do it like a press conference. You know, which you're assuming is a, you know, an extension for Mar Mulligan.
Another one. Extend Brandon Crawford or something.
And you gather the media and you say, hey, it's a very important press conference. You make sure that it's, you know, got cookies.
And live on YouTube.
Right. Thank you. Oh, look at that. You're appealing to the youngs. And the, how many people are in this YouTube chat right now, Jackson? 274 Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots.
And Bill said, you know what? We don't have any transaction to announce today. We don't even have a new bobblehead promotion today. I just think it's time that I speak through you to the fans of this great organization. And you just kind of lay the cards on the table. No pun intended. I'm not a pun guy. I'm not a bit guy. I'm not a sketch guy. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. I'm a guy this audience can relate to. I didn't go to Ladue High School. I'm from Tam Avenue, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. And you say, I know there's a great deal of frustration. And I'll tell you what, if I were a fan, I don't know if I would want to come down to see a team finish in last place. But I think a lot of things have been said that aren't necessarily accurate. And perhaps some things have gone unsaid that the fans need to. Nay.
There it is. I was hoping a nay would sneak in there.
Deserve to hear. The good, hardworking folks, can never go wrong with that, just trying to take their kids to a good old-fashioned Cardinal game like your parents did for you and your grandparents did for them. And now you've already used both hands on the audience.
Yep.
And you say, we got problems. We got big problems. But you just kind of lay it on the table.
Right.
I was not expecting Doug Armstrong's thing back in October, and I don't want to turn that into some signature moment, but I thought it was honest, or at least transparent, and I think Cardinal fans feel like they're getting led astray, or they're not necessarily hearing straightforward talk from the organization, and their loyalties being taken care of, or taken advantage of, I assume, by the team not taking care of them, and not reciprocating that loyalty. Now, I know that's not going to happen. I don't even know if an organization has ever done anything like that. I don't know. Maybe they have. Can you think of an organization?
Without being like preempted. Like it's never been like a proactive state of the union. It's always been in response to probably
controversy. I recognize this is not, you know, this has got a 0.001% chance of happening. But I think it would mean something to people.
Yeah.
Because the reason why people are so frustrated or have just like feel like they're turning their backs on them, like an ex-girlfriend who's cheated on them 20 times and they're just not going to take the call anymore, is they did at one time care so much. Now they feel like it's just not there. And I think it's a source of, it's not just the fact that the team, I don't even, what is the record now? 11-14, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So 25 games in, 11 and 14, not exactly the most titillating. I mean, they are real fortunate they didn't get swept. I realize many people probably weren't locked into yesterday's festivities, but Kyle Gibson was dancing with the devil, I think, every inning, and then just they get a 6-4-3 to escape. Trust me, I know, I live bet the over. So this is near and dear to my heart. So I am well aware of what was going on. And for them to rally against Jordan Montgomery, who was dealing, just like Brandon
Fought,
thank you, was doing the night before, or two nights before.
Right. Yep.
And then you had the 14-1 debacle. The fact that the Cardinals won this series, I feel like, is a miracle, because I feel like they were closer to getting swept if you look at how the games actually played out.
Agreed.
So with that all said, they won a series against the defending National League champions, but yet it's not like people are going, okay, here we go. Let's go into Queens and take on the Mets, see what they can do. But I think that's a source of frustration that's rooted in the television thing. Not feeling like going down to Busch Stadium is something that makes sense for them, either because they don't feel safe or because they feel like it costs too much money, that the organization isn't committed to putting a winner on, whatever it is. I would love that. Now, again, I know I'm asking, you know, to become 6'5 with a full head of hair. I'm asking for things that are a fantasy, but I think that would resonate. Otherwise, I don't know what else it would be outside of simply winning.
Yeah.
But there's an article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today that is, I mean, it's data driven. It's mm-hmm. not just, hey, it seems like the ballpark is empty.
Right.
This is data driven. I would recommend this article. You can read it on stltoday.com. It's showing what is going on, and what is going on is the Cardinals have a major attendance issue. Announced attendance, for the record, I think everybody knows this, but just in case you don't, announced attendance measures the number of tickets sold, not the number of fans who pass through the turnstiles. The number of tickets sold or scanned is not normally released and can be far lower, especially in the case of foul weather or a rescheduled game. So here are some notable attendance numbers as cited by the Post-Dispatch. The Cardinals beat the Phillies on April 9th before the lowest attended night game crowd in the history of the current Busch Stadium. That was 31,972. That excludes pandemic seasons of 2020 and 2021. The next day's game had an attendance of 33,104, the eighth lowest for a day game, but far fewer were actually present that soggy afternoon. And four of the 10 least attended night games in the stadium's history have come this season. Mm. They have played 12 games at home. Four of the least attended night games in the history of this ballpark. And keep in mind, not all of these games have been night games.
Right.
You know, I think you have two day games, if memory serves, at least two day games.
Miami Saturday and Brewers Sunday.
Well, the Sunday night game, they didn't have a Sunday night game against the Marlins, right?
Yeah.
Sunday night game against the Brewers. So those are four day games.
Yeah.
But my point being, you have eight night games, and half of them have been 10 of the least attended night games in the history of the ballpark, which is coming up on 20 years. And these are damning statistics. And then you go into the resale market, which they cite. In the resale market, the tickets are going for less. And comparing the season opening homestands in 2024 versus 2023, far fewer tickets have been resold on the secondary market and for less money. The two seasons are easy to compare, as both home openers fell on a Thursday. Then the team played five more home games. Seat Data, IO, tracks ticket sales across major ticket resale platforms. According to its data, for the season opening homestand, 20,446 tickets were sold in 2023. So let's just call it 20,000, make the math easy. 5,563 tickets were sold in 2024. That is a substantial reduction. You're talking 20,000 to 5,000. That is a substantial reduction. And in addition, they're going for much less on the secondary market. So you have that. You have the television ratings. It was the lowest rated home opener since 2001. And that speaks to what we've been talking about on this show. Yeah, there's anger, but there's apathy. And I just want to keep hammering that point home. Because, you know, this is something I talk about on TMA. Don't know if I've said it on Balloon Party. Kind of don't want to, you know, stop the hatred, mm-hmm. for the record.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do what we do for a living, it actually, in a weird way, is kind of good if you're hated. It's bad if no one is saying anything.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals, certainly there's some anger, but there's also some, I don't even care, whatever. And the I don't even care is way more dangerous than the hatred. Your thoughts, 314-399-9646. And of course, the YouTube chat is active, and we welcome you to participate in that. The dude writes, the fans are speaking. Eric Nickens writes, people who aren't from here don't know the difference between St. Louis and East St. Louis. Amanda Jackson, do you pronounce that Ostendorf?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Says, just don't drive a Kia or a Hyundai, LOL. Yeah, that's in reference to the crime down there with the cars. And so people are talking about the crime playing a role. The perceived issues, if you go to Busch Stadium, or the real issues, if you go to Busch Stadium, playing a role in people not coming down. Now, listen, I understand, and I'm not dismissing that. But you're talking about 7 months ago, the Cardinals were playing baseball, you know, pulling data. And if you just want to go to the April data, you're talking 12 months ago. Has the crime in St. Louis gotten that much worse in 12 months to have that large of an impact? You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
I think the crime is a material factor for a number of people, and I'm not dismissing it. But when you're talking about this substantial of a reduction, you can't just point that. And not that people are, I want to be clear. But you're talking about 12-month sample size. It's not like downtown St. Louis was Huntley in April of 2023, and all of a sudden it's changed here in 2024. Your thoughts are welcome. 314-399-9646. Air Conference Service text line, and of course the YouTube chat. Jackson, go on in there, and why don't you talk with the people? Because 302 people are in there wanting to talk to you, brother, on a Jackson Burkett day at the ballpark.
Yeah, the off day today. That's my day at the ballpark, is when they're not playing or having any event. And you can just come out and hang out with me.
Graybeard is saying, where do I find TMA? Boy, that's been a question for 20 years.
Sure has.
We've been on low-powered AM stations, and now we're on an HD2 station.
Yep.
I hope that doesn't come off as a flex to Randy Carricker or Jamie Rivers.
It's just kind of hard not to come off.
But it does, I think.
Yeah.
Heck, yeah. You don't like static? What's your problem?
You drive by power lines?
Yeah.
Best of luck.
This is Balloon Party, 101 ESPN.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast, presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Welcome back, Balloon Party, 101 ESPN. Tim McKernan, Jackson Burkett with you for our 1 hour of radio magic. And what was that? Was that the gentleman who wanted to know where they could find us from 7 to 10?
Oh, yeah.
TMASTL.com, YouTube.com/TMASTL.
Yep.
The program is the morning after. It started in July of 2004. I was 20, Jackson, was I 27? 27 years old.
Sounds right.
And now look at me. I'm an old, beaten down man.
Yeah, but you're a Hall of Famer, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I guess that's, when am I going in again? Because I might be out of town.
we'll make sure to schedule that around that. I started listening to TMA about 10 years ago.
So the gentleman, it's never too late. It's essentially just a group of perverts with inside jokes on HD2, if I could summarize it for you. This is Balloon Party, which is still a group of perverts. It's just on HD1. And Jackson has this Let's Get Pinnacle. And I don't even know if you've asked questions yet, have you?
First one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay. Because I actually just went into the email, which I intentionally don't read. You said it usually around 9:40, but I kind of like to react. It's like how Letterman wouldn't talk to guests in between commercial breaks.
Yep.
I want the conversation to be organic. But then I just glanced at it, and the questions are good. So let's go ahead and go with them. But I have to be honest with you, I can't think of some of the answers to what your question. Maybe the audience will have them.
So I got this Will Pittles hypothetical
Odyssey.
Yeah,
that's the one I'm referencing.
Yeah. So if you could have one former Cardinal who's no longer on the club but was in the last 5 years, who would you want back? There's a free trade. Nothing else gets flipped. So if the player got traded, you don't have to give back the player they came for.
I mean, the fact of the matter is there are so many that it makes it tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of different directions you can go here.
This is going to be like a game show. I am going to type my answer in.
Okay, I'll type mine in my notes app.
Okay.
Got to type mine in my notes app.
All right, I have just sent you the text.
Okay.
See if we're matching.
I didn't get to finish mine, but you can see the first three letters of mine.
It's Zach Gallen.
Yep, we're on the same page.
Zach Gallen. Now, I'm sure some are going, well, what about a Contra? But you got the Tommy John, but at the same time, the Tommy John is almost a rite of passage for pitchers at this point.
But now it seems after Spencer Strider stuff, apparently not doing it one time isn't the only time it's going to get
anymore,
done.
Right. So I go Zach Gallen, but yeah, I mean, it's like, this could be Family Feud. I love Family Feud. The great Steve Harvey. Wonderful.
That's great.
Your favorite Family Feud host of all time, not including Steve Harvey, go.
I don't know if I can name one. Steve
Harvey. Nice show prep, ass.
He's been doing it since I was like, can remember. Who did it before him?
The guy that did Tool Time?
The guy who played Al or Tim Allen?
Not Tim Allen. Al.
Al? I like him. Richard Karn?
I think so.
Is his name?
Yeah.
I
think it's really Richard Karn. It's not like a South City guy saying corn.
Yeah, right. Richard Karn. Yeah, I used to, it's weird, but I had box sets of Home Improvement as a kid.
Wow. What a coxman.
I would watch them. I really liked Home Improvement.
The correct answer, of course, is Richard Dawson. Richard Dawson would last one segment on Family Feud before being removed. I think he was a combination of intoxicated, and I mean, he hit on everyone.
Yeah, I looked him up, and it's just like 80 images of him kissing elderly women.
I mean,
he looks like his skin is made of old mahogany leather.
I mean, I think he carried around a snifter with him as he went and asked questions.
Like it.
Jackson, you could play Family Feud with your Cardinals that you would want to go back. I'm sure some are going Garcia, some are going to Rosarena, of course, Gallen, Alcantara. Yeah. Who else are we pissing?
I mean, so far, it's so small sample size, but what you've seen, and he wasn't this when he was on the Cardinals, he wasn't this position, but Jordan Hicks, I mean, if you could have just gone back a year and said, all right, slow it down a little bit, Jordan, let's try you out as a starter. How nice would that be at this moment?
Yeah.
Lane Thomas is probably one people might be thinking of.
Lane Thomas activates me in a disproportionate amount. I know I did it yesterday. That's the thing. It's like, I can't let it go.
Because it's also results oriented.
I remember in the moment you said the same thing. I did.
Yeah, I remember it.
And then he did well, and then people were like, well, all the people were critical of, like, which was a passive aggressive way to talk to me, because that's what people do. But I'm just like, it doesn't matter. So what? Yeah. Who cares? John Lester is done.
Yep.
Lane Thomas. I mean, there was a logjam in the outfield. No, there wasn't. There were a group of people who, by definition, played outfield. But I don't know if any of them are still with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Who were there in 2021?
Yeah,
for real. Was Sexy Dexy still around, or is he gone?
Wait,
21?
No,
that's when
he was gone.
He was gone.
He was gone.
But the Cardinals were still paying him. He was still on the payroll.
I think he was still on the payroll as of a week ago.
Perfect. I don't know. They've had so many. This guy's the solution. Outfielders.
Oh, yeah. They haven't had a...
Speaking of which, Randall Grichuk got his 1,000th hit here for the Diamondbacks.
He would not have been on my long list for guys to bring back. But
Grichuk, Pham, and Piscotty a decade ago were the answer, and then they weren't.
Yeah.
And then they went out and got Sexy Dexy.
That was not the answer.
Mess. Let's see. Adolis Garcia's getting a lot of votes. Gallen's getting a lot of votes.
Gallen, to me, seems like, because he's found, like, Alcantara. He's outstanding. Zach Gallen is really good.
Yeah. Like, when my fantasy baseball and I see my teams playing the Diamondbacks, I go, oh, they're going up against Gallen. Okay, right. I got to sit this guy.
Well, now you got to think about who if they're going up against Fott.
That's right, Puffat.
Or Tommy Henry.
Jackson, let's see, 10:45. We got time for another question here. Clarkson Jewelers time check.
All right, what do you think would be the most desirable matchup in the NHL playoffs for the Stanley Cup?
Look at you.
I think I have an answer to it.
Look at you.
I think I have an answer to it, but I need some information.
God, I don't know. I can't imagine you're thinking VGK.
No.
I can't imagine, but I mean, they're up 2-0 going into Dallas and winning both. And my reason for that and why I'm stuttering, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Is I like when a team kind of emerges as a dominant, even though I know that they're the 8th seed this year in the NHL. That doesn't really matter as much as other sports, although being the last seed of Major League Baseball in the National League is a surefire way to play in the World Series. I think that team is good enough to make a run, even though there were 7 teams that had a higher point total than them. I guess, but I don't know how the networks in the U.S. would say. I wouldn't mind seeing Edmonton and Toronto.
See, I was going to go there, and that answered my question, because I didn't know if Edmonton played in the East or the West.
Oh, sweet mother of mercy.
Because I think...
On the Jackson Burkett tribute day now, you just said, I didn't know if Edmonton played in the East or the West.
I was pretty confident that they were in the West, but I wasn't totally positive.
I don't know who's going to text me first. Jamie Rivers or Kelly Chase.
I wasn't totally positive, but I think the answer actually is Edmonton, because I want to pick one Canadian team.
Well, you're certainly speaking with a position of credibility after not knowing whether or not the franchise was in the Western Conference or not.
I think after this, though, I think I will gain just the smallest bit. Because you want one Canadian team for all of Canada and people in general to root to break the streak. So you get Edmonton, you get Connor McDavid, you get the best player in hockey. You could also go with Austin Matthews on Toronto, but I'm going to pick Edmonton and then taking on the blue shirts of the New York Rangers.
That's a nice play. That's a good answer.
So you get the number one media market versus Canada.
That's a good answer. There's a tiny, I was watching that game last night. I've taken my son to see McDavid play at least once, maybe twice, and they were doing the Canadian national anthem. And, what a scene it is in that building. And then they pan to the outside of downtown Edmonton, and it looks like Clayton.
Yeah, it is like, it's wild that a pro sports team plays Edmonton.
Yeah, and had the greatest player ever for a decade to themselves.
In the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't know what decade Wayne Gretzky
played in. I'm trying to build
the guy who didn't
my
know which franchise conference that they were in. Jackson has clarified that Gretzky played with the Oilers.
Back then, weren't they in like the Joe Piscopo division or whatever they named divisions back then? Chuck Norris?
You think it was the Joe Piscopo division?
Wouldn't they name it after people?
Yeah, I think it was like the Prince Albert. Now, the Blues were in the Norris, and they were in the Campbell Conference.
Okay. Legends and leaders.
Well, they changed it.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
And most hockey fans are aware the Edmonton Oilers, being out in Western Canada, are in the Western Conference. Do you want to ask which conference the Canucks are in?
I got a good beat on that. Okay. I'd have to imagine. But like the Grizzlies play in the Western Conference, they're east of St. Louis.
Hey, that's your association. Yeah. This is our hockey league.
Our.
Meat and potatoes guy.
It's for the proletariat. Yeah, I get it.
Why does Piddles hate Canada? It's from the 573.
I like Canada.
The Silver Lady right behind the bench. That's right. That's from, I don't know. This guy has a name, but I think it might be a Google business thing, so I'm not going to say it. That probably is, for a 6-year-old, you see a lady dressed up as the Stanley Cup right behind the bench.
Someone did that.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, what was that? And I go, and I wasn't paying attention. And I go, it's the Canadian national anthem. And he goes, no, there was a lady in silver. And I go, oh, there, yeah, she dresses up the Stanley Cup.
Nice. Ward Stanley's Cup.
Right, once again, more credibility. It's embarrassing that a radio personality in St. Louis does not know hockey. For the love of God, do a little research. That's from the 314.
I'm not embarrassed. Not in the slightest. No, not in the slightest. I don't know what you want from me. I didn't know. I wasn't positive. Edmonton is really up north. I just wasn't positive how west or east it was. I know it's in Alberta province.
I mean, the number of Canadian-born members of the Blues alumni listening to this show and driving to Creve Coeur to wait outside for you today has to be in the double digits.
I keep telling Rivers, let's drop the gloves. Let's start chucking them, and he's always ducking.
God, I wish he was here, and the door swung open.
Yeah, there'd be no glove dropping.
I just got a Jamie Rivers text.
That's... Oh boy.
When it comes to the NHL, nothing from Jackson surprises me anymore. I have reached the apathy stage.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I guess, could be worse. I don't know. I just didn't know. I wasn't positive.
Timmy, why haven't you talked about VGK manipulating the cap? That's a great topic if we were like at the college level hockey discussion in here, but we're workshopping through the kindergarten level, which conference is Edmonton in this morning?
That's right. That's right. Listen, I just was making a point. I was pretty confident there in the West, but then I thought to myself, didn't they play in the Stanley Cup final last year against VGK? Because I had the thing with Petrangelo.
They did not.
And that couldn't be possible. Right. But that clearly wasn't the case.
Right.
VGK played who? Hurricanes? You're not going to give me an affirmative. I'm just going to.
My
final answer is Carolina.
Carolina Hurricanes and VGK. Petrangelo and Bruce Cassidy, rivals in 2019, hoisting the chalice together. Amazing after Alex Petrangelo was playing for Edmonton in the earlier Stanley Cup playoff rounds.
It's like a loan in soccer. Like, just here, take him for a couple weeks and we'll call him back.
No, that's a nice little reference there.
Yeah, they do it all the time. Just loan players out. It's always weird to me. But
it was the Panthers, by the way. You're thinking of Carolina Panthers. It didn't sound right to me, but then I'm like, boy, you're saying it with certainty.
No, that wasn't like a mistake on, because I've done that before with the Panthers and Hurricanes. I thought
giving you a get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, I thought the Carolina Hurricanes played in the Stanley Cup last year.
Panthers.
Okay. Florida.
Correct.
Hollywood. Or is it Sunrise?
Hollywood exit, but Sunrise Municipality.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go. Jackson will give his more thoughts on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Jim Montgomery and the Bruins. 1-1 game. You gave out the over on that game yesterday.
That hit.
And it hit. But it was 1-1 going into third, and I was sweating because I already lost on your under on the Celtics Heat.
I know. God, Tyler Hero just canning them from deep.
This is Balloon Party 101 ESPN.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Welcome back, Balloon Party. We got 4 minutes, Jackson. Make them count.
Okay.
Good start.
All right, this one's a little more deep cut baseball. What young player with the Cardinals who has yet to make their full debut?
Yeah, I saw this was the one that I saw that I'm like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking when you asked the question?
Oh,
you didn't even get a chance to ask the question. I cut you off.
That's all right.
Terrible hosting.
What young player who has yet to make their full debut? So they could have popped Victor Scott, I still would say, is yet to make his full debut.
Oh, well, welcome to subjective season.
Right. Like Wynn and Walker out, everyone else who is available.
Okay.
Would you most want to see develop quickly and be ready to go for 2025?
I go Tank Hentz, but I feel like that's such a chalky answer.
And he's still in Double A right now. But he's pitching really well.
They just need some starting pitching to emerge.
Yeah.
Not to paint a despondent picture for you and your Cardinal Halloween costume today, but after this season, I mean, you got Sonny Gray, and theoretically, you can have Michaelis, Gibson, and Lynn, and Mats, but I mean...
I don't want that to happen.
That's the thing.
Roberts is a guy in AAA. He's a sub 2 ERA right now with like a 0.9 whip through four starts. He's a guy who, he's only 22. They need one of these pitchers
to
work.
They need more than one.
Right, but just to let's get one going first and then we can worry about the rest. Hentz has pitched well, but guys like Graceffo and McGreevy have not had good starts.
And here's the thing, and it's not just about pitching, it's about players. As we saw with Walker going down to AAA yesterday, and we've seen with players leaving the organization, now, in addition to frustration with the team's performance on the field, many of the front offices and managers' comments off the field, there is an undercurrent, or maybe it's grown full on, sense of, well, even if they have young talent, I'm not sure the Cardinals are going to be the ones to develop them.
Right,
so then they part ways with them, and then we watch them, which is the worst, because then you go and watch them thrive with another organization.
Yep.
So you're like, holy crap, we had them. You know, it's like dropping a guy on fantasy baseball and then he goes off.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, I did that with Mason Miller. Doug Vaughn's got him now.
Oh, God,
I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to sleep. I picked him up for Miles Michaelis.
Yeah.
And Miles Michaelis has already rejoined the waiver pool.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Go out and get him. I assume every member of your fantasy team's a Cardinal.
No, I don't have any.
Look at that.
I don't have any.
Conflict of interest since you're on their payroll.
A lot of Cubs, matter of fact.
Interesting. What's going on with you? Something's going on with you. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. There's an investigation.
I can't keep a pitcher healthy.
You can't keep Edmonton in conference.
All right. So this is a good start. I'll petition to move them to the East. We'll do a swap.
Oh my gosh.
We'll do a swap.
And where do you send this petition? The commissioner, and his name, of course, is
Gary Bettman.
I thought I might be able to freeze you with that breaking ball.
I got that.
That was a big moment.
Gary Bettman.
BK and Ferrari will debate whether or not Edmonton's in the Western Conference coming up next. For Jackson Burkett, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been Balloon Party on 101 ESPN.
You've been listening to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast, presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.